Killed by a drunk driver. The accident seen from a dashboard camera. A grandfather mourns.
Just like we got hit with a bomb.
A father is grief-stricken.
It's absolutely devastating to lose a child. I can in no way explain it to you with words.
Thousands are injured and killed each year by drunk drivers in the United States alone. Glenn Birch, with Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, or MAD, wants drunk driving eliminated.
The main reason people continue to drive drunk today is because they can, and because we let them.
MAD wants alcohol detection devices in every vehicle and laws to require them in vehicles driven by convicted drunk drivers.
First-time offenders need and deserve an alcohol ignition interlock.
The devices, also called breath interlocks, have reduced highway fatalities significantly in New Mexico, where they're mandatory after a first offense. To use one, you breathe into the device. It won't allow you to start your car if your blood alcohol is too high. Pass, and you can drive off. Susan Ferguson is with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety in the United States.
To eliminate the carnage caused by drunk drivers, we must do more to prevent them from driving while drunk. Technology that holds the key to keeping convicted drivers off the road is currently available. Breath alcohol ignition interlocks fitted to the vehicles of drunk drivers can effectively separate drinking and driving.
Glenn Birch says an interlock device might have prevented the death of his son, Courtney. His organization says all vehicles should have them, and it says laws mandating the devices will save lives. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。